880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Welcome to Freed on Business. We're broadcasting live from Gainesville, Florida. We're going to do real estate and philanthropy and higher education. You're going to want to sit with us and make sure you hear the entire show. We're going to start off with Tim Becker. Tim Becker is the director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about the real estate market. Every quarter, the university does a study of the real estate market, and we're going to talk to Tim about what's going on as the real estate market in Florida recovers. Tim's giving me the high five sign, so the real estate market is doing better. Then we are going to talk with Jim Stein. Jim is the senior director at Ram Real Estate, and Jim is also the incoming chairman of the Bergstrom Center Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk to Jim about where he sees investment opportunities in real estate, and then we are going to talk with my good friend Carter Boydston. Carter is with the University of Florida Foundation, and we're going to talk about how you can help education ensure the future of the state of Florida. And how do you do that? You do that with an endowment. So we're going to talk about the challenges that higher education is facing in the state of Florida. And we're also going to talk about the University of Florida and how you can get involved. So we're going to be right back after this short break. I apologize for whatever technical difficulties we've had. We'll be right back after this break with Tim Becker, Director, Bergstrom Center of Real Estate. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Dolphins, Jets, twice a year, 93 games played, average score, Jets 21, Dolphins 22.
He fakes the handoff, throws up the middle, touchdown, Dolphins!
All right, Miami! They're going to win this game! They have done it! They have beaten the New York Jets!
Dolphins, Jets, be here September 23rd when every point matters. Visit Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I really do apologize for the technical difficulties we were having before. This show is live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, live on the University of Florida campus here in Gainesville, Florida. We're going to talk about the state of Florida, the Florida real estate market, and philanthropy and higher education funding. Right now, we've got Tim Becker. He's a CCIM, director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to be discussing the center's recently published trend report on the Florida real estate market, and we're also going to talk about the program's growth and focus. Tim, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you. Welcome to Gainesville.
Oh, it's great to be back in Gainesville, Tim. Now, tell me a little bit about what's been going on in the real estate market, because it seems like the water is starting to rise. I know that it's been very strong in South Florida due to the foreign investment dollars, but how about the rest of the state of Florida? It seems like optimism is picking up.
Jim, optimism is picking up. Our respondents to our survey keep telling us that fundamentals in real estate keep getting better. There's plenty of money out there looking to invest in the industry, and their optimism for the future continues to improve.
Now, I know that you're the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, but you also have a big hand in the Nathan Collier MSRE program. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what type of things are you seeing the market demanding from students? Is there a change in the demand for the students and what education the students need? Because I know that these students are always changing that go through there. They all have different backgrounds. It seems to me like a high quality student. What is the market looking for these days?
Well, I think the market today is looking for an international perspective, and Florida is becoming more international. So our students are focused more on the international market. We took our first trip this year to Santiago, Chile, and they got a great education about what's happening in other parts of our hemisphere. And I think the other thing that they really are taking from this is their interpersonal skills. While it was important all the time, I think is becoming more important.
Yeah, I've noticed that the offshore students have a great command of English. In fact, one of them had an English minor from China. High five on that.
Absolutely.
Now, let's go back to the markets for a little bit. We all know multifamily has been smoking hot. I actually heard somebody mention the C word yesterday. That's C for condominium, and they can fund them, and that means that prices are going to start to drift upwards on land in South Florida. But how about the rest of the state? How's retail looking? And we'll get into this a little bit with Jim, who I know invests in a lot of this stuff.
Right. I think retail is slowly getting better. In certain parts of the state, it's really doing well. Obviously, in South Florida, particularly in downtown Miami, you have very low vacancy rates, a lot of retail looking to come in there. I think it's picking up in other parts. Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville are getting better in prime locations. And I think that's the key still in our real estate market is Class A prime real estate locations are going to do well.
Now, I've seen some big players pulling out, even though they're in prime locations, because they still see its cyclical nature in Florida. I think we need to develop a little bit more of a diversity and a little bit less cyclicality. But overall, it seems like Florida's on the growth mode again.
I think Florida is in the growth mode. We're leading the country in job growth again, and we're bringing diversified jobs. And I think you're finding in Gainesville particularly, but in Orlando, places that have research institutions that are doing innovative entrepreneurial things around their campuses, you're going to see a lot of growth in different types of jobs across the state.
You know, it's very exciting to see all that going. And I have always said that the job growth would lead us out of the recession. And it seems like that's what you're saying, too. And with job growth, it seems that there'll be a future need for places for the people to work, not just in retail, but even perhaps office. And I've seen office transactions picking up, too. How about you?
Yeah, office is obviously the slowest of the property types to come back. But as companies hire more, they need more office space, and so they're going to do what they can to get those folks into office buildings.
Now, let's talk a little bit about education in real estate in the state of Florida. We've seen a bunch of real estate schools and graduate programs start up across the state in different markets. I think that each one takes a different niche and tries to fill that niche. What niche does the University of Florida fill with its real estate program?
Well, I think as the flagship university in the state, I think we provide a well-rounded education in real estate with a extremely well-rounded advisory board. And while other universities have great professors, great programs, I think what makes the strength of our program is our advisory board, who is across the state and, in fact, across the country. And it provides a much broader perspective than what you might get at some of the other state universities.
And I also got to believe that somebody leaving, coming to Gainesville to live and immerse themselves also has a significant impact, whereas some of the other programs I think are more executive type, more commuter type, things like that. The residential nature of your program I think also helps as well.
Absolutely, and that's why we have such a short program. It's 10 months. They can do it in 10 months, get immense knowledge in real estate, And I think that's beneficial to them. The other ones, they have great students that go there too, but they're working. And so it's working and they're going to school part-time, so you don't get the full experience you get here at UF.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the challenges that education in Florida faces in general. And I'll tell you this, I've been involved with the real estate program for 30 plus years. I've seen the professors come, everybody from Dr. Hal Smith and Dr. Gitanis, Dr. Clay Curtis, all these great guys. And there was a young guy with them too, Wayne Archer. Now Wayne Archer's been here for a while. Wayne Archer's tenured. Wayne Archer's eventually going to retire. And when Wayne Archer retires, I'll bet you there's going to be a lot of competition for that salary slot given the cutbacks that have been going on at the university. And that's one of the things that we're going to do with the program, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a challenge in this time with the financial resources of the state dwindling towards universities. There's not enough money and not enough professors to go around. So I think it's important for us as a program to ensure that we have two top quality real estate professors that can educate our students going forward.
Now, so it seems to me that the way that you do that is you've got to endow a chair. When I was a youngster here, we called them eminent scholars. That was in the 80s. But one thing I always learned was that an endowment ensures the future of the program and of education. And let's face it, education is how we socialize our community. It's how we get our young people integrated into our society. And so we need great leaders, not just people off the street, to teach the people and to lead the University of Florida real estate program in real estate. What are your plans? How are we going to get that solved? How are we going to get things solidified going forward? And let's not give a short shift to Dave Ling, who's also a top research guy here and teaches and interfaces with the students as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Both our professors currently, Dr. Ling and Dr. Archer, are fantastic. But I think how we go forward, it's doing a lot of what we've been doing in the past. It's really engaging the industry. We have to engage the industry. They understand how important it is to educate the next group of leaders for this industry. It's actually continuing to be a growing industry. Real estate as an asset class is tremendously important in our economy. And I think people in our state understand that. So it's going to be engaging with them, getting them over that hurdle, and I think we'll get there.
Now, if people want to get more information, they have a young person or they want to continue their education, if they're even looking for a second career or to enhance their credentials, how do they find more out about the University of Florida Masters in the Nathan Collier Masters of Science program, or the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And I'm throwing those names out there because those people are the reason why the program is able to be so strong. It's based on their generosity, and it'll be based on the generosity of people going forward too. But help me out.
Sure. Well, we're very grateful for Kelly and Nathan's support of our program, as well as Ken McGurn and others. The best place to go is realestate.ufl.edu. That's realestate.ufl.edu. And all of our contact information is up there, and I feel free to contact me at any time.
All right, Tim, I want to thank you so much for turning out. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to have Jim Stein. Jim is an old friend. He's also the chief investment officer from Ram Realty Partners. He's responsible for new acquisitions and dispositions for one of the biggest real estate firms in the state, and we're going to see where they see things headed. We'll be right back after this short break. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Warren Henry leases a lot of Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos to the South Florida market. Of course they do. They're one of the region's premier luxury dealers, and because Warren Henry has so many loyal customers, you better believe that they get a lot of off-lease trade-ins and trade-ups. In fact, I've done that a couple times. If you're seeking a great value, that's huge. See Warren Henry. Not only Motor Trend certifies every pre-owned vehicle they sell, so you know that they're going to be standing behind those cars, but they also offer something extra. The next time you're in there, look for the bright orange legacy labels. These are cars that have always been part of the Warren Henry family. That means they were originally leased from Warren Henry and meticulously maintained by Warren Henry Service Department. And since all Warren Henry vehicles, new and pre-owned, come with the Warren Henry Advantage, I gotta tell you, this is about as close to new as pre-owned cars get. That's Warren Henry. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry. Now, I want to talk to you about the Miami Dolphins. Watching the Miami Dolphins beat the Oakland Raiders live at Sunlight Stadium this past Sunday was thrilling. The stadium experience was unbelievable. Make sure you come out this week to Sun Life Stadium this Sunday and watch our Miami Dolphins take on the division rival New York Jets, or as I call them, the stinking New York Jets. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX. And I want to make sure you visit all my friends at Watch You Want. Watch You Want is where I get my luxury watches. Watch You Want carries a wide variety of watches. So make sure you go to www.watchyouwant.com and avail yourself of their full entire watch inventory. They're luxury watches. They're great for gifts. I went there and got my Marlins 2003 World Series honorary watch. Took me a couple of years, but they finally got it for me. So if you're looking for something special, you're looking for something good, go to www.watchyouwant.com and look for my friend OJ. Give him a call. He will set you up with an amazing watch. And if you need some cash, they'll take a look at your watch and they'll help you monetize that watch too. So go to www.watchyouwant.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. Here we go. We're going to get the insight to the real estate market, where the opportunities lie. We've got my good friend, Jim Stein. Jim is the Chief Investment Officer for Ram Realty Partners. He's responsible for new acquisitions, dispositions, and developing real estate strategies for Ram. Ram is a diversified real estate development and investment platform. They have a significant presence in Florida, and we are going to discuss what opportunities Jim sees for 2013 and beyond, and also why Jim is involved with the University of Florida as a donor and as the chairman of this year of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, what I'd like to know, Jim, is we started off with the real estate recovery. Ram was looking at buying some paper. They made some very nice buys and bought paper. But now the market is starting to evolve. Where do you see the market going, and what do you see as some of the opportunities coming up?
Well, you're right. We over the past 3 years, we've purchased 60 different defaulted notes, distressed notes, and quite frankly, I thought that'd be a big part of our business this year, and there just hasn't been the level of quality of note sales transacting that we'd like to see. So we're still finding great opportunities. We're focused in the Southeast United States, primarily Southeast Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, Charlotte, the Triangle area, and the Carolinas, and Nashville. And so we're seeing, you know, we're finding great value add opportunities, primarily in the multifamily sector, doing a little bit of retail work. Those are the two product types that we focus on and specialize in. So we're seeing opportunities to buy properties that have either maybe been mismanaged. Maybe the owners had financial problems. They haven't put the capital into it that they needed to maintain the quality level. And we've been able to come in and identify a couple of those properties and acquire them.
Well, I know that you've done some great deals, particularly down in Miami Beach. You had a gorgeous deal right by the golf course. Johnny, our social media Twitter guy, used to live in there.
Alden Point.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I've actually been in there. What a great job you guys did there. And you just turned that, didn't you? Got your capital out.
We did. We sold it to the New World Symphony on the beach down there, and it's where they house their fellows. So it's phenomenal location, as you know. You couldn't have a better located piece of real estate, and certainly in Southeast Florida.
And that's sort of the way you do things. You look for well-located things. You look to invest at a point where you're not necessarily going to get hurt. You could look for good fundamentals going forward, like to be sort of have the crest pushing you along then.
Well, we do, and we've got a sort of a full-service staff that, we do all of our own management and leasing, and we do ground-up development, as you know, and so we're able to bring all the resources to a project to create that value, and obviously having those resources on staff is a huge advantage in underwriting as well on the front end. business.
Yeah, now let's talk about that for a minute, because you didn't just get discounted notes that you were buying, but you got a lot of good people that came to work for you that might not have been otherwise available on the market, and you've assembled just a top-notch staff. I have to give you a high five for that.
Thanks.
And now you've been also involved in a lot of extracurricular things. We've done NAIOP together, ICSE together, this University of Florida thing. You've really grabbed this by the horns. Tell me a little bit about what your role is at the Bergstrom Center and why you got involved.
Well, you know, I've been involved with the board for over a decade now. And
am I that old?
You are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't look it, but you're old. So it's been, you know, it's been over a decade, you know, in addition to being a Gator, it's such a great organization, because as you mentioned, we're both involved in organizations, and you get varying degrees of satisfaction with the different organizations. But this one is particularly rewarding, I think, because you're making a contribution to education, and from my perspective, what's more important than that for our society?
No, we're paying forward. We're paying forward.
So we're building the new leaders of our industry. As you know, the advisory board, we've got about 146 or 147 members on our advisory board. They're all leaders in the real estate industry throughout Florida and in the Southeast. And so it's a phenomenal networking opportunity, and you get business out of this organization. And then first and foremost, the students, you know, phenomenal students, phenomenal product Drs. Ling and Archer are producing here. I've hired a bunch of them over the years. We just hired another one from the last graduating class in May. So we've got five graduates of the program currently working at RAM, they're a phenomenal addition to any organization.
Well, I don't think I can find a better endorsement for getting involved or for hiring a student. If anybody in real estate knows RAM organization, it's run like a well-oiled watch and typically makes the right decisions whenever they do something.
Well, we hope so. That's how we stay in business, right?
No, that's great. That's great. Now, you're now the chairman for the Bergstrom Center. In that role, you do a lot of fundraising. You do a lot of outreach. Is that something that you find rewarding? Because I don't think I've ever really run into you in the fundraising mode other than here at UF. Is that something you get a good feeling from, is helping, the center stay funded and moving forward?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's the lifeblood of the center, and we need to endow some chairs. That's how we keep this thing going, and that's how we continue to attract the best and brightest professors and faculty. So from that perspective, it's incredibly rewarding. I mean, it's hard work, without question, but. With the real estate industry in Florida, I mean, there's so much to draw from. There's such a depth of opportunities. I enjoy it.
Well, that's really great. I know that your leadership has really helped, along with Dick Donnellan, has really helped build the program. And now, you'd mentioned earlier that we have to raise some endowment money. And I keep saying my watch phrase for this show is going to be endowments help us to ensure the future. And you mentioned how you've hired a number of these people, young people from the University of Florida MSRE program. It seems like you're really doubling down and helping ensure the future as well, Jim.
Well, I hope so. It's like I said, if you think of it as an investment, you get back what you invest, and we've gotten phenomenal returns on our investment here, and I'm sure we will into the foreseeable future.
Well, Jim, if somebody wants to send you a deal or get in touch with you or just see what RAM is up to, where do they go to look for information about what RAM's got going on?
RamRealEstate.com.
Oh, that was just a softball. That was too easy. That was too easy. Jim Stein, chairman of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, as well as the chief investment officer for RAM Realty Partners. I want to thank you for joining us today here at WRUF from the studios here in Gainesville. We're going to devote the second half of our show to philanthropy and higher education. We're going to talk about the challenges that are facing higher education and how people across the state can get involved with higher education. We're going to have Carter Boylston on. He is going to help help me go over everything. And again, Jim, I want to thank you for your time, donating your time, energy, and money to the University of Florida and higher education to keep Florida first.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us on. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure, too. We'll be right back after this short break and a little traffic with Carter Boydston, who is with the foundation here at the University of Florida. Back after this.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. It means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by Warren Henry Service Department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy labels, and it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned. All Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This update is brought to you by Garmin. Palmetto Expressway in your southbound direction at Bird Road. Your right lane is closed due to an accident. Also dealing with a crash on the Florida Turnpike southbound as you get towards Sunrise Boulevard. Everything is off the shoulder. Still expect some delays. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. I want to make sure that you remember to be at Sun Life Stadium September 23rd. That's this Sunday, to see the Dolphins take on the stinking Jets and witness a rivalry that's played on the field, but one in the stadiums. Visit Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS to create that home field advantage for our Miami Dolphins. And now I'd like to introduce my good friend Carter Boydston. Carter is the Senior Associate Vice President for Development here at the University of Florida. He began his career with the university in 1988. For the past 11 years, he and his colleagues have been responsible for a wide variety of things, including, in fact, Carter's been in charge of the management of all the central fundraising programs and the general university college unit development fundraising throughout all 17 colleges. He has also served as the director of the Florida Tomorrow campaign. Thank you for that, Carter. That began in 2005 and just ended as a success with $1.5 billion that benefits all areas of the University of Florida. We're going to discuss investing in education. Carter, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, Carter, I want to just start by saying that we really do enjoy our time here at the University of Florida when we're here with the real estate program. I'm broadcasting live from the Journalism School. I see that the Journalism College is bringing people back here as well. Is that sort of something that's been going on? You're bringing people back here to campus.
This is a magnet. This is the institution that people loved when they were here. Maybe they left for a while. Maybe they got involved with the normal daily living with their family, growing families, et cetera. But when it comes to making a difference in their lives, they realized it here in Gainesville, and they want to come back and do the same for others.
Well, I know that that's something that's really important to myself and other people, but, you know, we've been reading in the paper about what I have to call an assault on education, both public and private. The private with all of these crazy private colleges coming and charging incredible rates and creating a lot of defaults, but also in the public universities, we're starting to see that the states are having trouble financially. They're redirecting their resources, and the first place they're cutting, it seems to me, is education. It's nuts, but that's the future of Florida, and I think that what we need to do is we need to ensure the future. What's going on, Carter?
Well, the reality is that we live in a state that has suffered. The recession hasn't been pretty for any of us, and the university system has realized that as well as any other institution in the state of Florida. We have an opportunity, though, because we have a constituent base that loves this institution, and we have an opportunity to recreate what we're all about and to look at various ways of finance.
That sounds actually very exciting as you try to reinvent how university education is funded. Now, I know that we're still getting some public funds, but it seems that more and more the private dollar is important. I know that when I was here at the university, we had something that I referred to as the Eminent Scholar Program, and it was, you know, $1 million for a chair for a teacher.
Exactly.
And now it seems to me like that's probably the baseline for where you'd have to start, that it takes $1 million, $1.5 million to ensure a line item for a professor.
Well, the Eminent Scholar Program was a very creative program for the state of Florida and the state legislature to invent in the mid-'80s. And since then, they have created additional opportunities to match private donors. Currently, there are no appropriations to support that program, even though it's still on the books. So we're cautiously optimistic about the future relative to that.
Do they give you a voucher at least?
We have a waiting list. A long way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it seems to me that they've been targeting some programs. I had some friends in the engineering college that went crazy at me when they were publishing the big article about cutbacks in engineering, and I guess that got addressed. I got a call a couple of weeks ago from my friend that was an economist who is the Welshman. We talked about him earlier.
Yeah, right.
And he was complaining that they were cutting back in economics, of all things. And what are some of the at-risk programs, Carter? Is there anything you can tell us that's at risk that we need to be raising money for now?
What we need to raise money for is the infrastructure of the university. And when I say infrastructure, we're really talking about faculty. Our students, obviously, are the key to our future. The faculty are the key to good students. We don't have good students without good faculty. We don't have a good future without outstanding people who both do the teaching, the research, and the service in terms of projects around the state.
Well, let's hold on for a minute and let's take a step back, because it seems to me that the premise that you're starting to make is that the university is a business and that some of the tools in that business need to be purchased because it attracts resources that we need. So it seems to me like it's a cycle that we have to either break or recreate. And it sounded like you were talking about recreating the way we do business.
Exactly. We have a state base, tax base, no question about it. We have a tuition base. There's no question about that. Neither one of those will take us to the big leagues that the University of Florida deserves to be, and consequently the state benefits from all of that.
Well, I got to believe that the state of Florida deserves to be up there, too. We're going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to be the only people that will be big. We're going to pass New York. So why should they have NYU and Columbia? We need something like that, too. We've got the University of Florida here. It's a fabulous institution. It did me right. It's helped me make a wonderful living. But things change. I saw that the journalism school, that they're talking about social media. I guarantee you that the people that were here with me at the J school didn't do social media. They better be doing it now, though.
They know all about it now, Jim. There's no question about that.
Now, Carter, tell me some of the initiatives coming up. I know that you just recently finished successfully the $1.5 billion campaign. What do we got coming up? I bet you got something on the horizon for us, too.
Well, the reality is that we always have opportunities for individuals to help us without question, but it's aligned with real factual needs that are based upon strategic initiatives at the University of Florida. So what we are creating is that business model, as you referred to, that will help us become the institution that the state of Florida needs.
Now, you've got donors. You've got great donors like Kelly Bergstrom and Nathan Collier and Rick Scarola. Those are all the guys I know. Ken McGurn from the real estate school.
Great donors.
And I know that my seminal Gator – oh, my God, I said the wrong word there. My premium Gator moment, let's say it that way, was when I was the student body treasurer and I was the representative for the student body when they did the groundbreaking for Ben Hill Griffith Stadium. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that because I was allowed to bring a guest. And at the time, I wasn't dating anybody. So I brought my roommate's dad. You go, well, that seems hokey and dumb. Well, let me tell you about that guy. He was a lifetime civilian employee of the military. His name was Albert. At the time, he was about 75 years old. And when I took him and he met the coach and we broke ground and he got his shovel from the groundbreaking and his little paperweight, it brought him to tears.
He was in heaven.
He was in heaven, but what he really was, he was touched because he saw the arc of greatness that was going on at the University of Florida. He sat there at Florida Field when it was one side, two sides, three sides, no press box, scoreboard, no scoreboard. And then he saw what was going to bring his Florida Gators all the way back, which was the weight room that was in the south end zone. And I say that story because the University of Florida is built on stories like that. It's built on people like Albert and my roommate Mark. It is built. Yeah, Mark was the ugliest man on campus. That's what he won. I was student body treasurer. He got all the girls because he was the ugliest man on campus. But that's what it's about. It's about creating the experiences. It's about creating the environment where people can live. It's about creating the opportunity for people to excel. And that's what it's all about. It's about excellence. And what we need to do is we need to create endowments for these chairs. I think that's where we're heading, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Every person who has been a student at the University of Florida, whether they finished a degree or not, can recall faculty members that changed their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the people we want at the University of Florida, and we need to keep them. We can't allow other universities in the nation to come and raid our best and our brightest. And endowments will ensure that individuals have the resources to keep them here.
Well, I think that one of the things that we need to highlight is the fact that last year, our keynote person on our radio show from Gainesville was Dr. Dave Denslow. And why was
Dr. Example.
It's a perfect example. Why did we select Dr. Dave Denslow? Because every person that went through the College of Business not only had Dr. Denslow, but loved Dr. Denslow.
That's right.
He made an entire, I have to say, two generations of business people in the state of Florida. He told them what was supply and demand and how it intersects and all that other crazy stuff that I don't want to go into right now. But Dr. Denslow is a great example. And now he has retired. And how do we replace a guy like that?
Exactly. We have to be able to attract someone, not just because this is the greatest academic university in the country, but because they can have a life and a lifestyle in Gainesville for them and their families. And not just for them personally, they need the research dollars. That's not coming from the state of Florida.
No, but it's going to come from people that we meet, people that we talk to on the radio show. We got to keep publicizing this. We got to let everybody in the state know. We have to let the University of Florida reach out and touch people in Naples and Miami and Jacksonville and Pensacola and Panama City,
and New
Orlando.
York and Chicago and L.A.
Oh, New York, Chicago, L.A. I've given them names in L.A. I've got guys in New York, too, and Chicago. So we're going to have to talk about that. But all over the country and also Texas. Georgia, I know great people, great Gators in Georgia, North Carolina, all over the country. We've got to start getting the message out. And when we tell them the message, what's the message that we have to tell them?
The reality is that if they benefited, there's another generation coming along that can benefit as well. Their help is needed in multiple ways, financially, connections, networking, et cetera. Coming back to campus to speak, getting involved. All of the above, but all of that leads to a quality experience for our next generation, and those are the individuals that are going to make this state much better than it is today.
I want to talk for just a minute about the 3 minutes or 5 minutes that I spent walking from where Tim dropped me off over by the Tim Tebow statue all the way over into the journalism school. And when I got into journalism school, I walked through the front door. I didn't recognize it.
Right.
It's been gut rehabbed. And wow, has it been awesome. And then I came upstairs looking for Bob, the guy that helps me. He wasn't here, but Don helped me. And then I met somebody that was amazing, Adrian, the student that produces, I got to just say it, high five to Larry Vitale. What work that guy does. That's a dream for me to ever get in the studio with Larry Vitale. But Adrian was super duper. And Adrian was bubbly. Adrian's a student. And I gave Adrian my card because if she wants to come to Miami, I'm going to help her out. Because that's what I do with everybody.
They're all great. They're all brilliant. They're all smart. They're ready to go. They're ready to take on the world. I'm just fortunate to have been a student here in the early 70s when it was easier to get in. These students are outstanding.
Well, this is what I say about that, is that if somebody really wanted to go to the University of Florida back then and it had the same high hurdles, that they would have reached those hurdles and excelled at the level that they needed to. I know that I would have done that. I know that I got in. I was no summer program guy. I got in the fall. And I'm a Gator through and through. I'm sitting here drinking Gatorade, so I'm a Gator inside and out.
There's
today.
No question about that.
Yeah, people can't see my Mr. Two-Bits tie on here. I'm ready to go. We really are. But, Carter, we still haven't talked about, are we going to have a new campaign? Because we just finished the one for $1.5 billion. It seems to me like infrastructure, we need some general stuff and we need specific. I know that the individual colleges, they'll bring people back to reminisce, to do their like the real estate does with us every year. And I saw the J school. I know I've been there in the pharmacy school. The guys in law school are doing it. I got to believe that the engineers do it. Oh, I was also the student representative on the groundbreaking of the engineer building out here.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got some great memories.
Everywhere.
Now, we won't go into just specifics on that, but yes, I was everywhere, and I got to tell you, our family is very well represented here because 15 years later, my niece was president of the student body. I still think she's here somewhere, although I know she's really in Tallahassee trying to make it work up there now. So, Carter, if people want to get involved and give a gift to the university, how do they do that?
I think the first thing is to really think about where you want to have an impact. This university is so broad in terms of its subject matter and the degrees offered and the services it provides, the research that is conducted on a daily basis. It's not a matter of having a problem giving money. It's a matter of finding out where you connect. And there are Gator clubs in every community in the state of Florida and most every metropolitan area in the country. To connect locally is what we look forward to, meeting where we meet people on a regular basis. Coming to Gainesville, obviously, talking to your former professors, finding out where you can connect. And believe me, they'll all tell you a story about how that connection can have an impact on the future, whether that's endowing a professorship, whether that's supporting a student, whether that's supporting a graduate student who needs money to get out, that kind of thing.
You know, it's also very interesting because I think that if people look across the spectrum of what's being done at the University of Florida, they'll find something that piques their interest. If it's the new art gallery that I just drove past, or the new museum, or new research in health, in cancer, there's a huge building in Shands. What did they just build over there?
Well, that's the hospital of the future. That's the first building of several that will be built in the future. We've got obviously, the old facility that will be turned more into a teaching facility and the new clinical aspect of Shands will be across the street in the state-of-the-art facility.
Well, it just looks amazing. The health complex is growing. You can already see that the people are taking advantage of the real estate opportunities by building gorgeous Class A apartments across the street for all the students. Carter, we're going to wrap up in just a second. Is there a specific place that people can go, or how do they get in touch with you or your department if they want to get involved with the Florida Foundation and do some good things paying forward here in the state of Florida?
I think the best thing to do is to either go to the University of Florida website, and there's a link on there for both the campaign as well as the Alumni Association, or to go to uff.ufl.edu, and that is, and you'll see all kinds of information that will take you in multiple directions, but my name is also a link on there, and you can come directly to me.
Well, all I can say is that my wife and I have endowed two different students. We have really thought it was terrific. The individuals, I still keep in touch with the young people. They're absolutely amazing. It's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I'd encourage everybody to take a look at donating here at the University of Florida. If you can't donate or don't want to donate, get involved and help somebody. Even if you just help one of the students get a job, you're doing something special.
Exactly.
Carter, I want to thank you so much for being here on the show. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to wrap up the show, so stick with us.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure that you're there live this weekend with me to watch Reggie Bush, Ryan Tannehill, and the exciting offense, as well as cheer on the suffocating defense of our Miami Dolphins. Be a part of creating the home field advantage. Get your tickets to watch the Dolphins versus the Stinkin' Jets this week by visiting dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS. Also, I want to make sure that you visit my friends at Warren Henry. My good friends at Warren Henry Automotive, it means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by Warren Henry's service department, and thoroughly Motor 10 certified before going out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label, and it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned. All Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, we've been talking about higher education today on Fried on Business. We talked about the real estate market, and we talked about higher education. Now, I've been involved at the University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Studies for many, many years. And before that, I paid it forward in other ways as well. The most important thing that we need to do in today's society is pay it forward. It's very important today that we help out the young people that need our assistance, that we move forward and we contribute in whatever way we can. If it's helping somebody get a job, if it's helping your university get funded and having stability. Those are things that are important. I've retold a number of my stories that I've had here at the University of Florida and some of the memories that I had. It's very important that we endow the professors at our chosen universities to ensure the future. I'm a Gator inside and out. My interests lie up here. My wife is a Hurricane. She's paying it forward at the University of Miami. My friends that are at FIU, Paul Jones, I know he's very involved at FIU. So if you're interested in getting making Florida a better place and making an impression on the world, the number one place that you can start is at your public university, because your public university, even though you're paying taxes, it's not necessarily getting where you want it to go if you want it to get into education. Education right now here in Florida and across the country is a challenge. And what we need to do is work together to ensure that higher education in the state of Florida continues to reach for the top. We need to reach for the top. We need to make sure that Florida is on the cutting edge, because if we want to attract the best and the brightest businesses, we need to have the people that they want to hire. And those people are trained at our universities. So if you're in business and you want to make sure your business continues to prosper, invest in education. Invest in education by endowing a chair at the university of your choice. I like the University of Florida. It ensures the future. And I want to take people back to last year when I had Dr. Dave Denslow, one of my real heroes in economics. And we asked Dr. Denslow what was the best way to ensure that we would come out of the recession, and that once we did, that the recession would not come back to bite us in the tuchus. And what he said was public education investment. So that's right. It makes good dollars and cents for our business community, for our political elite, to invest in education. We need to invest in more public education. We need to do it now. And the other thing I want to do is I want to turn my attention for just a couple minutes to the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are kicking booty, and you better go out there and watch it. I had a great time at the game with Johnny and our contest winners, Mila Miami. I want to thank them for attending the Dolphin game with us. We had a great time. I want to make sure that you go out and join us at the Dolphins. You can go to 1-888-FINS-TICKS and get some Dolphin tickets, or go to Dolphins.com. They're great sponsors of the show, but they also give great entertainment. This is Jim Fried broadcasting live from the University of Florida. Make sure that you go out there and make it a great day. We'll be back next week with our new sponsor, Berger Singerman, talking business back at you. Juan, take us home.
Jim, but